Good evening and welcome, everyone. To open our meeting, Carol, would you please announce the first hymn?
Hymn number 307. Shepherd, show me how to go o'er the hillside steep. How to gather, how to sow, how to feed thy sheep. I will listen for thy voice, lest my footsteps stray. I will follow and rejoice all the rugged way. And the words of this hymn are written by Mary Baker Eddy. It's hymn number 307.
We will now hear from Fairley from Maryland, who will read from the Bible.
Deuteronomy. The eternal God is thy refuge, and underneath are the everlasting arms. If thou shalt seek the Lord thy God, thou shalt find him, if thou seek him with all thy heart and with all thy soul. When thou art in tribulation, and all these things are come upon thee, even in the latter days, if thou turn to the Lord thy God, and shall be obedient unto his voice, for the Lord thy God is a merciful God. He will not forsake thee, neither destroy thee, nor forget the covenant of thy fathers, which he sware unto them. Isaiah. wash you, make clean, put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil. Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it. Acts. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, "We ought to obey God rather than men. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior, for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him." Romans. Know ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death, or of obedience unto righteousness. But God be thanked that ye were the servants of sin, but ye have obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, ye became the servants of righteousness. 2 Corinthians. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting imaginations, and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Philippians. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow.
The correlative reading will now be given by Elsie from Alabama.
I shall read from Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Truth, life, and love are the only legitimate and eternal demands on man, and they are spiritual lawgivers enforcing obedience through divine statutes. The false and unjust beliefs of your human mental legislators compel them to enact wicked laws of sickness and so forth, and then render obedience to these laws punishable as a crime. In the presence of the supreme lawgiver, standing at the bar of truth and in accordance with divine statutes, I repudiate the false testimony of personal sense. Since the author's discovery of the might of truth in the treatment of disease as well as of sin, her system has been fully tested and has not been found wanting. But to reach the heights of Christian Science, man must live in obedience to its divine principle. To develop the full might of this science, the discords of corporeal sense must yield to the harmony of spiritual sense. Even as the science of music corrects false tones and gives sweet concord to sound, mind's government of the body must supersede the so-called laws of matter. Obedience to material law prevents full obedience to spiritual law. The law which overcomes material conditions and puts matter under the feet of mind. Mortals entreat the divine mind to heal the sick, and forthwith shut out the aid of mind by using material means. This working against themselves, their prayers, and denying God's God-given ability to demonstrate mind's sacred power. Pleas for drugs and laws of health come from some sad incident or else from ignorance of Christian Science and its transcendent power. To admit that sickness is a condition over which God has no control is to presuppose that omnipotent power is powerless on some occasions. The law of Christ, or truth, makes all things possible to spirit. But the so-called laws of matter would render spirit of no avail and demand obedience to materialistic codes, thus departing from the basis of one God, one lawmaker. To suppose that God constitutes laws of inharmony is a mistake. Discords have no support from nature or divine law, however much is said to the contrary. If we are sensibly with the body and regard omnipotence as a corporeal, material person whose ear we would gain, we are not absent from the body and present with the Lord in the demonstration of spirit. We cannot serve two masters. To be present with the Lord is to have not mere emotional ecstasy or faith, but the actual demonstration and understanding of life as revealed in Christian Science. To be with the Lord is to be in obedience to the law of God, to be absolutely governed by divine love, by spirit, not by matter. Motives and acts are not rightly valued before they are understood. It is well to wait till those whom you would benefit are ready for the blessing. For science is working changes in personal character as well as in the material universe. To obey the scriptural command, come out from among them and be ye separate, is to incur society's frown. But this frown, more than flatteries, enables one to be Christian. Our Master healed the sick, practiced Christian healing, and taught the generalities of its divine principle to his students. But he left no definite rule for demonstrating this principle of healing and preventing disease. This rule remained to be discovered in Christian science. A pure affection takes form in goodness, but science alone reveals the divine principle of goodness and demonstrates its law rules. Jesus never spoke of disease as dangerous or as difficult to heal. When his students brought to him a case they had failed to heal, he said to them, "O faithless generation," implying that the requisite power to heal was in mind. He prescribed no drugs, urged no obedience to material laws, but acted in direct disobedience to them. Divine mind rightly demands man's entire obedience, affection, and strength. No reservation is made for any lesser loyalty. Obedience to truth gives man power and strength.
We will now have a moment of silent prayer and then follow by repeating the Lord's Prayer.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever.
Okay, Craig, would you please announce the next hymn?
Hymn 192. Nearer, my God, to thee, nearer to thee. Even though it be a cross that raiseth me, still all my song shall be nearer, my God, to thee. Hymn 192.
Thank you.
Welcome to the Wednesday evening testimony meeting from the Plainfield Christian Science Church Independent. We have attendance and members from all over the world. We have a very dynamic website, plainfieldcs.com. Many of us found us through the website, and many have found inspiration, healing, from the content on this website. I encourage everyone to look at it. At every one of our meetings or services, we read from the Bible and from the writings of Mary Baker Eddy. On Sunday mornings, we start at 10 o'clock in the morning with our roundtable discussion, follow with the rest of the service at 11 a.m. Also at 11 a.m. on Sundays, we have a Sunday school where all children are welcome. This Sunday school is conducted by teleconference. It has its own number. If you have a child that would like to attend our Sunday school, please contact the church. We'll give you the phone number, and your child will be most welcome there. This Saturday at 10 o'clock, we will have another Bible study session. Many thanks to Linda from Pennsylvania, who put together some wonderful Bible study questions, and they're posted on our website. One more announcement before we get on with the rest of the meeting. We have published our full-text lesson sermon booklet for the month of May, and it just went out in the mail. Okay, before we get into our testimonies tonight, I'd like to read the section from the church manual entitled Testimonials. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Testimony in regard to the healing of the sick is highly important. More than a mere rehearsal of blessings, it scales the pinnacle of praise and illustrates the demonstration of Christ who healeth all thy diseases. This testimony, however, shall not include a description of symptoms or of suffering, though the generic name of the disease may be indicated. For those that give testimonies tonight, please keep your remarks within 4 minutes so that everyone will have a chance to share their offering. And for those that are on the teleconference, remember *6, that takes you off mute. Just be mindful of the fact that when you press *6, you are live with us here and we will be able to hear you. Sharon is watching the computer screen, so she knows who has been unmuted themselves, and we will take you one by one. And now I'd like to open this meeting to the sharing of testimonies of healing through Christian Science. Day-Day. Day-Day from Maryland, go ahead.
Thank you. Today I read the article Dignity of Work and Business by Peter V. Ross on the Plainfield website. It explains the importance of not only realizing truth, but acting on them when preparing and looking for work, and emphasizes the value of expecting to find work and willingly accepting it when found. This is something to be applied each and every day, not only when seeking employment, but in seeking God's will moment by moment. And as I become more consistent in this practice, I'll have the opportunity to continue to do more good where God wants me with what He's giving me. This is true for everyone, and I'm so grateful to be learning so many things that are helping me to grow daily in such a meaningful and special way. Thank you so much for tonight's readings, for the hymns, and for tonight's meeting.
Thank you.
I'm very grateful for practitioner help with thoughts of guilt about the past, in particular relating to family. was told that I had been doing the best I could, and I had been working for God, and I can't change the past, to forget it and give the past to God. If I give these thoughts reality, it's rank disobedience. In fact, I was told it's devil worshiping. Wow. Not a good thing. It couldn't be any clearer or stronger. And I'm so grateful for this uncovering, for the practitioner's help in getting me back on the path to listening to God and to leave all in God's hands. I'm just so grateful. And thank you for the wonderful readings.
Thank you.
Elizabeth.
Elizabeth from Georgia, go ahead. Okay, Elizabeth, we can't hear you. You may be on mute where you are.
She's putting herself back on. She's
unmuted. Okay. All right, go ahead.
I would just like to express gratitude tonight for an experience I had a couple of years ago. I was traveling from Florida to Georgia on a highway in the evening, and during the five-hour drive, I was on and off voicing aloud some hymns and truths from the Bible that I've memorized. And one I specifically focused on was this one from Isaiah: "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee." And I was in the left lane going about 75 miles an hour when a semi-truck entered the interstate on the right lane. And the driver decided to speed up and started to move into the left lane right where I was. So the only thing I had time to do was whip the steering wheel to the left to avoid being hit. And since I was traveling at a high speed, the car did a 360 on the highway and then backed up onto the median, which fortunately was a flat, wide strip of grass between the east and westbound lanes. I don't know if the driver of the truck did it intentionally or just didn't know I was there, but he didn't stop. And I seemed to be in shock at the time because I started to shake uncontrollably. Another truck that was following us stopped farther up, and the driver crossed the highway on foot to assist me. I was not hurt in any way. The car was not damaged with one scratch, and he told me I was lucky to be alive. He stayed with me until I was able to continue my trip. And while I was doing that 360 on the highway, no other cars were behind me to crash into me. I've thought about this over the past couple of years, and while I have testified to this before at another church, I don't believe I've given enough gratitude to God for his complete protection. At the time, I was more impressed with the circumstances and how I was not hurt. And sometimes I relived what could have happened. And from being at Plainfield, I have since learned how important it is to give constant gratitude to God. So this is my thank you, Father, for keeping me safe during that trip.
Thank you. Okay, someone's called in from area code 619, starts with 717. Can you please announce yourself and then go ahead with your testimony? Hearing you, maybe your phone is on mute. Okay, we're still not hearing you. We'll come back to you again. All right, Linda from Pennsylvania, go ahead.
Good evening. First, I'd like to thank Elsie, and sorry, I'm blanking on her name, but I just love the readings today from both the women. They did an absolute beautiful job. I love the hymn that you guys just sang. You sang it so beautifully, and the prelude this evening was so wonderful. I just wanted to express my gratitude quickly for that. I would like to just share quickly an experience that has occurred at my work from the direct result of working with a Plainfield practitioner through her prayers and the lessons that she's been teaching me. There was a relationship problem with the staff that was causing great disruption, stress, anger, frustration. You can just name every type of negative that was going on. So she had me commit to my memory the 91st Psalm, and I have been working on that, which I used continually when I would be facing certain situations that were presenting themselves. And certain things would come to me, like I would be told that I was abiding under the shadow of the Almighty, and in Him I will trust, and I shall not be afraid, and no plague shall come nigh dwelling, and I will be with Him in trouble. As the result of this, for weeks of consecrated prayer and support, harmony has been restored and has become the rule rather than the chaos that was there. The environment is calmer, attitudes are better, there's more respect, the interactions and communication are improved. It was a tricky situation with one of the children, was resolved beautifully, and order has been restored. It is so wonderful to have this situation improve, but greater for me in this situation, before coming to Plainfield, I would probably not have had the faith that this could have happened, and I had been in other work situations where they were not good, and I have learned a great lesson. And I just really appreciate everybody's input at the roundtables and Bible studies. Their honesty and love and openness and directness has been very healing and wonderful for, I'm sure, everybody, but me included. I hope everyone has a good evening, and thank you so much.
Thank you. Betty from California, go ahead.
Thank you. Yesterday morning, I awoke feeling a bit down and discouraged, and then the thought came real clear, quote, "I darkling sense, arise, go hence," unquote, and it's a line from a hymn by Mrs. Eddy, and I realized that that's what I needed to do, was to kick out those down and depressing thoughts, so I did. Then I looked up the hymn, and it was hymn 160 to 162, titled Satisfied. And I read through the hymn, and the first line read, "It matters not what be thy lot, so love doth guide." The third verse, "I darkling sense arise, go hence. Our God is good. False fears are foes, truth tatters those when understood." And then the last line, "Who doth his will, his likeness still is satisfied." And reading that hymn, I just felt like I could just be myself the way God made me and not be driven like to do stuff like I sometimes get. And I could just be satisfied. I am so grateful for this hymn, this angel thought that lifted me up when I really needed it. I'm very grateful to be a member of this church, and thank you very much for tonight's reading.
Thank you.
I'm grateful that these services are healing services. There's been many times when I've come in with something wrong and walked out healed of whatever was ailing me before I came in. And I remember, it was quite a while ago, there was a period I was going through severe doubts and even depression. And it seemed to be a lot of things in my life that just weren't going very well. And they just kept looming up and trying to get me down. And then one day, it was so bad, I had to call for the help of a practitioner in the church. And the practitioner assured me that I had a divine right to be joyful, because whatever I was doing to the glory of God. Well, the next day was Sunday, and I came into the church, and I could feel, I mean, I could really feel the love of God that I always feel when I come to our services. And during that service, the quartet sang a song that went, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." And I just wept, because I felt that God was telling me something that I needed to hear. And that's when I first dawned on me that I had been holding a terribly personal sense of responsibility about just about everything in my life. And that is why I had lost my joy. And I needed to let go. And I needed to give it all to God. And I needed to trust him. And the fact that so many things were going wrong in my life was just an indication that I needed to obey God much better. Well, with that realization, my peace came back, my joy started to come back, and I remember very vividly that night I had my first peaceful night's sleep in several weeks. And I had learned a really good lesson that I've never forgotten. I'm so grateful for the help of that practitioner. I'm so grateful for the science that Mary Baker Eddy has given us. And it's so good to be here.
Thank you. Luann from New York, go ahead.
Hi. When I first came here, trust was a huge issue for me. Having gone through many painful experiences, I could not trust anyone. I was so afraid that if I put my trust in my practitioner and she let me down, I would have nowhere else to turn. I had vowed that this was the last effort I would make. I had put my trust in so many people that had made promises of hope and had been let down so many times. This time I was putting my trust in something I knew nothing about. There was no place to turn after that. I challenged my practitioner every day to show me the proof that I could trust her. Show me the proof that God is real and he does not want me to suffer anymore. Show me the proof that Christian Science heals. It took some time and a lot of rebukes to bring my need for control to a level of humility required to hear God and to trust these truths so that I may be healed. I can testify today that trusting my practitioner is no longer an issue for me, and because of the work she has done, I have been healed of many problems and issues and grown in my understanding of God. I am very grateful for everything I've been given, for the patience and love that was shown me by my practitioner, which gave me the courage to trust and the persistence to keep working to overcome the challenges I must face. One thing I do know, I will not be facing them alone, and I am very grateful to God for that. Thank you.
Thank you.
I am really grateful for the daily calendar statements. Previous to probably February, I had not really been looking at them. And then I was put in a position where I had to look at them every day. And they're really good, so I'm really happy about that. And it's such a blessing. So I just wanted to say that it's definitely been very good. So thank you.
Thank you.
Those were the wonderful readings of Fairlie and Elizabeth.
Elsie.
So sorry. And I've known for that if I have an issue, if I come to this church, that whose members diligently strive to create an atmosphere of healing that all will be well. And I know the watches before the services are directed to that the services touch the heart. Well, this Sunday, my wife decided to come to church. She's not a Christian Scientist, but she had to come with me. And it did touch her heart. But I was so proud of her because she put her trust in God. She had some, she didn't know, had a few things she had to do that were for her mom, that would need some care. And she didn't know what to do and how to handle it. But I said, just trust God, He'll tell you. And she came to church and listened to the service, and it was a wonderful service about people that stood for something. The healed blind man who stood up to the Pharisees. And when she left the service, things just started coming together for her. She got an answer to something that she had to do, and it just made her feel good. She felt like it was right. And then the rest of the day, talking with her siblings, things just started to gel. And made me so happy to see that what we've been praying, that God worked through us, was happening. And this is for each and everyone that comes or connects to our church. This should be the rule, or is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. I always like read newspapers, sometimes too, Star Ledger, Carrier, books, everything. The time I'm enjoying Christian Science, I do more spiritual reading. And here on April 10, that it's short reading, the sweetest experience that can come into our life consists in doing good to others. It's, I follow this and people like me. I gain a lot of friends in work and anyway, thank you.
And thank you, and you are certainly a dear friend here, that's for sure.
And thanks for getting education in Christian Science. I was less open than now, right?
Yes.
Up with a stomach problem, and at first I thought, oh boy, I'm not going to be able to go to work today. Then I thought about the round table in last week's lesson, Are Sin, Disease, and Death Real? Well, I knew it was not from God, so it wasn't real. It was just a belief, and why was I believing a lie? So I got ready and I went to work, and then when the problem appeared again, I remembered a practitioner saying at the round table, I am the image of God's work. And I thought, God's work is perfect. There's no defects, there's no problems, there's nothing wrong. So I'm not going to believe this either. And I was able to finish the whole day. And then that night, I had a prior commitment, and again, the problem reared up. And I remember Mrs. Eddy saying in Watchers, Prayers, and Arguments, don't say this is my error or my pain. Say this is an attack against my Christ. And I really got riled up then. I thought, what am I accepting here? And I'm not being consistent in saying that I am the perfect child of God. This is not the truth for me or for anyone else, and I'm not going to have it. And I did my commitment, and I came home, And I remembered a practitioner also saying, what power are you giving away? And I was giving God's power to a lie. And I stamped my foot and said, no more. And that was the end of the problem. I am just so grateful for the round tables, for the lesson. It was so clear and it was taught with so much love and clarity. I cannot be grateful enough. And I am also grateful for the readings tonight. Thank you.
Thank you. Florence from Georgia, go ahead.
Thank you. Tonight I'd like to give gratitude to Mary Baker Eddy for her work for mankind. I see clearly how what she has given to mankind brings the scriptures more for us to use, to understand, and to use the examples of all those people in the Bible who lived showing their trust, their faith in God. This week's lesson talks about, in page 21 of Science and Health, it says, if honest, he will be in earnest from the start and gain a little each day in the direction till at last he finishes his course with joy. Also in Science and Health, we read, honesty is spiritual power. These make me wonder, when I was having so much trouble before, how honest I was in my declarations that God is all. How honest I was in my faith in God. Was I honest in my desire to know God, to love Him, to trust Him no matter what, like the Hebrew boys did when they were cast into the furnace? Like Daniel in the lion's den with 7 hungry lions. These people showed us how much trust, honesty in our trust in God, in our love for God, really gives that spiritual power. It is this honesty in the truth that shows that God is all power, all presence, all wisdom and intelligence, the source of all action, and it is this honesty that also gives the power and the patience to stand our ground with the truth, no matter what is happening. I am so grateful for Mrs. Eddy for this, for what she has given the world. It really means so much, because I knew some of the Bible before, but never did I understand what it means to practice some of these things that come to light with our reading of Science and Health. I'm so grateful for tonight's meeting, grateful for every testimony, and so grateful for Fairleigh and Elsie's readings tonight.
Thank you.
I have a letter to read tonight from California. Dear friends, thank you for all your work and praying for the Plainfield Church and the world, and your prayers for the world. The Plainfield Church has always been to me a beacon of light and love going out to the world. And I also wanted to say how wonderful the March Liberator magazine is. The subject is body, and the articles, poems, etc. are so helpful. Thanks to all who contributed and worked on it. Thank you, too, tonight for those wonderful readings on God's law and ending in Science and Health, where Mrs. Eddy says that obedience to truth gives man power and strength. Growing up in science, most of my life, not all of it, but most of it. I tried very hard to be obedient to what I thought obedience to God was at that time, and thought I was pretty obedient, tried to be kind and loving and all of those, live up to the commandments. But as a young adult, I had many unmet problems, physical, emotional, mental. Was often sick, very sick, really, and didn't know where I was failing or what more I needed to do. And I am grateful that I was led to this church and a practitioner here. And one thing I learned, and it did take me a while, that I had been, even though I was really under the illusion of my obedience, I hadn't been totally obedient to God, because I would entertain thoughts of negativity and fear quite often. That was my mode of thinking. Even though I prayed and tried to be a good person, I was fearful and negative. And I guess I didn't realize how disobedient that was. And Lillian mentioned in her testimony about being a Satan worshiper. Well, I say that because I needed to shock myself out of that disobedience. I had to realize that every time I was negative and I was fearful, I was believing that there was a power other than God. So what would that be? I was believing in evil. I was believing in Satan. I mean, that's really what it gets down to. And yet I was calling myself a Christian Scientist. So there was this definite duality that I had to face and come to terms with. And it took a while, because the Christians say toeholds, foothold, stronghold. And this negativity and fear seemed to have a stronghold on me because I'd done it so long. So I had to begin to stand porter at the door of thought, as Mrs. Eddy says in Science and Health, and as the Bible says, to bring every thought into captivity to the Christ, to watch my thinking. And when those fearful thoughts came, realize this just wasn't some little indiscretion. I was disobeying God, and I was believing that there was some other power, and by listening to it and by following its lousy demands, I, in belief, was giving it power and life. Mrs. Eddy says that error comes to you for life, and you give it all the power it has. And then I had to learn to be a terror to error, as also Mrs. Eddy says, because these thoughts at that time were very aggressive. So I had to fight back and know they weren't true, and that I did believe in one God, one good God. And I was going to obey the first commandment and have no other gods before me, nor believe that there ever could be a power apart from God. And as I stood up stoutly for the first time in my entire life, those insidious suggestions began to stop, to be destroyed, because they were not true. And as I did that, and as I did it consistently, all the other problems stopped too. I was no longer sick all the time. I no longer was a worrywart or a mental wreck or constantly being concerned about this, that, or the next thing. I had a strength from God that I never knew it existed. It heals. This science heals. It works. It will change your life forever if you apply it with all your heart and soul and mind, as was also read so well by Fairley tonight. I am so grateful for this truth. I'm grateful for a practitioner who knew how to demonstrate it, who gave me the guts to demonstrate it, and to know that we have a good God that loves us, and when we get on our knees to Him, there's nothing that can't be healed, changed, rectified. It's all in His loving care. So grateful tonight for those readings again and for those most beautiful hymns and all the testimonies.
Thank you. To close our meeting tonight, Sharon, can you please announce the last hymn?
Hymn number 97. He that goeth forth with weeping,
bearing still the precious seed, never tiring, never sleeping, soon shall see his toil succeed. Showers of rain will fall from heaven, then the cheering sun will shine. So shall plenteous fruit be given through an influence all divine. Hymn number 97.